This is John's Gem, number 151. The last of all the gems that I found written by somebody called John in the New Testament. It's drawn from the last chapter of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, looking at all 21 verses. Come, Lord Jesus. And so we come to this final chapter. Key word of this last chapter is come. But before we get there, John has some further thoughts on the glories of his vision of the last things. This is where we expect to arrive after the second creation, the recreation of this world of ours. It is the time when it connects with the other world in which the Lord God and Jesus live. To explain it, he borrows the vision of Ezekiel from his chapter 47 and the first 12 verses. The river in Ezekiel's vision flows from under the door of the temple, where the Lord was thought to dwell more specially than anywhere else. John changes that to be a direct flow from the throne of God and the Lamb. As with Ezekiel's river, the emphasis is on the fertility that it brings to all on its banks. We have no cities in this country where water flows down open gutters at the sides of the streets all the time. Yet they are a wonderful feature where they do exist. We have seen them in Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan, where they bring a delightful freshness to the feeling of the street. But those gutters are at the side of the street. John's water flows down the very centre of the main street of the city. This water is more important than anything else. The emphasis is on the fertility flowing from the tree of life for the healing of the nations. Verse 2. That seems to suggest that many will be healed that we might not expect to be. Not everybody will be healed. There is an awful list later in the chapter of the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. They have to remain outside forever. But the basic picture does seem to suggest we may get some real surprises when we see who has been healed and is reigning forever and ever. We are coming to the end of this strange and wonderful book. There is so much about heaven and the new earth, and we can never understand, however it is explained to us. John has done a wonderful job in showing us as much as he can and challenging our thoughts and imaginations, stretching them to their outer limits. As he says, his words are trustworthy and true. Verse 6. This chapter is a mix of words from John, an angel, and then from verse 12 to the end, actual words of Jesus himself. Before we get to those final words, we have some warnings. Chapter 20, verse 11, suggests that there is an eventual cut-off point after which no one will be able to change their destiny. If we have set out to follow Jesus, there is no moment when we may say, I'm done. We should seek to follow him to the very end of our lives. As an old song says, in quite different circumstances, keep right on to the end of the road. The other warning, which is a rather worrying one for anyone who, like me, sets out to try and help other people to understand this book, hopefully, as I've not tried to include everything that this book says, I cannot be said to have taken any words away from the scroll. That's verse 19. The final message of this book is quite clear. It looks for the final moment when Jesus returns to earth. Not quite this earth, but the new, restored, redeemed earth. Jesus says he is coming, the Spirit and the Bride, all God's people. And last of all, John himself, ask him to come. And he will. Be ready. It might be tomorrow.